You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, a producer and engineer on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Thursday, August 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Blue skies here from the world headquarters of downtown Madison on State Street. The cameras are tilted down a little bit right now because we wanted to focus on the people. You understand the people. But the sky is blue. Trust me. There are some people. There's a young woman in red pants and a white shirt. Now, she's probably going to the Badger game tonight. By the way, Zommers, I know that you have forgotten, but you're going to the game tonight.
Yes, I am. You know, earlier in the week, Todd was like, college football is starting. And I was like, yeah, I guess it is. Because I don't really pay attention to that.
I said, well, they kick off on Thursday, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to that.
Yeah, look, I don't know what I'm doing.
But you have tickets for the night?
No,
so,
I do.
So enjoy that. Daniel on YouTube says, hey, everybody, happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Daniel. Glad to have you along. During the break, I was talking about, I brought in some Greenbush donuts for the office today to celebrate the Badgers kicking off their football season tonight. Jeff Perry, our friend and ongoing contributor on Facebook, says Greenbush donuts are amazing.
One of them was a W.
Yeah, it was a kind of a shape of a W, motion W. Also, Jeff saying that Fosdal Bakery in Stoughton makes excellent donuts.
I have not been.
I've heard good things. So everybody in a festive mood here in downtown Madison today because the ever popular and always tough Miami of Ohio is in town. And it's great because the students are back here in Madison. And I was driving through campus earlier today. I have my big physical tomorrow, Zommers, as you know. And so I had to get my lab work done ahead of time. So I went down where I go to the doctor is down near campus. So I'd drive through campus to see what the flavor is. And it's great to have the students back because already now up on the student housing balconies, there are signs made out of bed sheets and paint with wonderful things that I cannot say on the air.
Oh, naturally, always.
About Miami of Ohio. It started out by saying the fake Miami of Ohio, and then it said something else. So, or the fake Miami, I think it said. So the students are ready to go. Late kickoff tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
8 o'clock. But they're going to have like wristbands, like or lights. It's going to light up LED lights.
I did not know that. Honestly. Yeah.
You're going to get lit up tonight.
I was kind of just told, like, hey, there's a game at 8. Do you want to go? I'm like, sure.
You can hear the game across many of our stations on WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in beautiful Ripon. Broadcast starts at 6 o'clock tonight. Mike Heller and the crew on the pregame show. And then Matt LePay starts another great season for the Badgers across those same stations, play-by-play kickoff around 8 o'clock from the camp. And you can hear that on those Civic Media stations over the air. So I believe Badger Sports, we can stream, right? I think so.
I don't remember what the verdict was on that. I think there was some controversy. Not controversy.
Give it a try. You never know. It's a better chance than the lottery ticket.
That's true.
I'll tell you that right now. We're going to talk a little bit of Badger sports about that kickoff. I will give you now. Here's the deal. Normally, our friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, joins us and gives because normally we do this on the Friday before the first Saturday game. Or there's been a couple of times now when the Badgers played on Friday night. And I say this with love and respect. Tonight's game being at 8 o'clock on a Thursday is not a compliment. Okay, it's not.
It tells you a lot.
It does not. And so, but anyway, and so Brady, you know, he has a day job. He doesn't need this. And so he's up in Minnesota, I think, today. So he couldn't call in because he has to do his day job. So here now, I alone will have to give you my predictions for the Wisconsin football season. We'll do that a little bit later on this half hour. Have a cut from Luke Fickle, the head coach of the Badgers, on why the offense has changed, what his expectations. The Badgers have what is known to be the toughest schedule in D1 college football this year. Talk a little bit about that. And what's up with Fick not naming captains? That's real, by the way. And so there's that. Brewers, right now in the bottom of the sixth in Milwaukee. Arizona still leads 6-4. Arizona over the Brewers, now going into the top of the seventh inning. Want to get to this before we go to what's worse. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we touched on it yesterday, but because of the breaking news yesterday, we didn't get a chance to really suss this out. As this, you can't say suss it out anymore because now suss means something else, right?
Suspicious.
Right.
Yeah.
But you, in my day, it says, well, you're going to suss it out. It means you're going to talk it out. You're going to work it out. You're going to get into the details. But now if something is sus, well, suspicious, it's kind of like a different rendition of sketchy or sketch.
It is. I mean, it's sus because it's three characters, because it's easy to type. And I can go more into the history of sus, but I
don't. Really?
Do you want me
the
to?
The history of
sus. It's not long. But
enlighten us. As long as we're here, enlighten us.
Sure. So there's a mobile game. It's also, you can play it on a computer or on some consoles, called Among Us, that blew up a few years ago, as in got very popular. You have a bunch of people working on space stations. One of you is actually a traitor, an alien, and you sneak through vents. And while everyone else is doing their jobs, you try and kill them and not get noticed. And then everyone votes on who they think the killer is, and they get thrown out of the airlock or whatever. And so people would be like, red is sus, meaning like the red astronaut was acting weirdly, so we think it's them.
Thus concludes today's segment of The History of Sus with our own Aaron Zommers.
The more you know.
That's good, though. But it's a little, we used to have board games back in my day, and it was called Clue. And like Colonel Mustard did it with a candlestick.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's, no, the red astronaut is sus.
That's too many words. You know, because they're typing on their phones. You got to get hip with the lingo and use as few characters as possible.
Some places still use a lot of words, like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
There we go.
Great reporter Jesse Opoyan. Governor Tony Evers requests disaster declaration from President Trump after historic Milwaukee area flooding. Governor Evers requested a presidential disaster declaration from Trump as the Milwaukee area continues to recover from massive storms and historic flooding from earlier this month. Quote, having been on the ground to see firsthand some of the areas that have been hit hardest by the disastrous storms and flash floods that have affected folks across our state, it's clear it's going to take a significant amount of time and resources to recover, Evers said in a statement yesterday. Quote, my administration and I have been working diligently to respond and support cleanup efforts, but it's clear more help is needed to support the people of Wisconsin and ensure that they can rebuild, unquote. The governor previously submitted a request on August 13th for Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to work with the state on formal federal preliminary damage assessments. 12 days after thousands of Milwaukee area residents woke up to find overnight flooding had damaged their homes, businesses, and livelihoods, the boots of the first FEMA team hit the ground. Four teams operated in Milwaukee County and one each in Waukesha and Washington counties. About 20 FEMA staff were embedded in those teams, which also included state and local emergency management personnel and the U.S. Small Business Administration. The assessment found 1,500 residential structures that were destroyed or sustained major damage. Total damage cost estimates at over $33 million. Additionally, initial reports collected by the state show more than $43 million in public sector damage throughout six counties. State and federal officials will further assess damage to public infrastructure next month, according to the governor's office. Two men living in a homeless encampment were found drowned, and at least two others from the same encampment along the Kinnickinnick River remain missing. Evers' August 13th request from FEMA's review followed a report from the Wisconsin Emergency Management showing that initial reviews of damages suggested the state would meet the threshold for federal assistance. The report allows Evers to ask FEMA for a formal assessment, which now allows a request for formal presidential disaster declaration and federal disaster relief. It seems like to me this is taking way too long. It seems, and I'm not faulting the governor or the governor's office. I'm not sure whether it's there, whether it's the Trump administration. It just seems like this is taking longer than it normally would. And I don't know whether it's because of the doggy, the Doge, the Elon Musk cuts to FEMA earlier. All I know is there's a lot of people that need help in Southeast Wisconsin. I'm glad it's moving along the way it is now, but it just seems like this has taken way too long. Here's the key thing. If you need to report damage, contact 211. Just, you know, we have other numbers to dial or call. Just 211. Contact 211 to report damage. Additionally, residents with flood damage are encouraged to contact their insurance agent, document the report, and save receipts for any related expenses. My heart goes out to these folks. We've had people in this company that have been affected by this. And I hope that all of us, I know in Southeast Wisconsin, particularly for listeners at WAUK, in the Milwaukee area, I know they've been asking for blood donations there, for donations to the Red Cross. And I know our friend Jane Matinera, Matinera and Aaron, reminded people of this. When you're giving out money, do it to someplace that you know, like the Red Cross, a local organization that you have a connection with, to make sure that the monies are going to the right places and that they can actually be used for what they're supposed to be used for. Again, if you need to report damage to the Milwaukee area from these tragic floods, 211 is the number to dial. 211. Continue to, and again, my hat's off to Governor Evers and their staff, and also to the congressional delegation for finally sending a joint letter across party lines, because things like this should not be partisan. We're all Wisconsinites. Each of us should do what we can, when we can, to help our friends and neighbors. All right, should we open up the thing or should we wait till we come back?
We have a minute, so it's up to you.
I feel like we should wait till we come back.
Okay.
It's like a bottle of soda. If you shake it up, you got to let it sit for a minute before you open it up. Otherwise, you get sprayed with sticky Coke.
And nobody Pepsi. Wants that.
And nobody wants that.
Although, Diet Coke and Mentos.
Oh, Lord, don't give people ideas.
It's a fun experiment for little kids. If you do it outside, like on a tarp or something, you can easily clean up. But yeah.
Key phrase.
It goes crazy.
Keyword, outside.
Yes. That's what you want. Very much outside.
That's right. Milwaukee Brewers right now, the Brewers are still at the bottom of the seventh. And the Crew still trying to come from behind. 6-4 Arizona, bottom of the seventh in Milwaukee. Come on back. We're going to play a soda edition. Sugar or no sugar. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on Thursday, August 28th. What are you playing here? What is this?
Sugar Magnolia by the Grateful Dead.
Oh, very nice. Very good. Did you just feel that in your room? In my room here, and I have shorts on today and my Badger polo shirt, suddenly the air condition in the studio just kicked on with a great force like an airplane. It's is blowing up my leg. I'm not complaining, by the way. I'm just commenting.
I did not have that here.
All right. Well, he's Amherst wishes he did. We can open the door between our two studios to get some of this cool air if you want it. All right, 23 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away. But it is your chance to have your voice heard in all 10-ish news, sports, and talk stations across the Civic Media Radio. I say 10-ish because the Brewers are playing on some of our network stations right now over the air, but we're on the app right now. Brewers are in the bottom of the seventh. Two men on for the Crew, 6-4, Arizona. So Crew trying to come back now in the bottom of the seventh, only one out, two on. So let's hope they can come back and get that win. Chicago bombed last night on the West Coast in San Francisco. Willie Adames, former Brewer, helping out. And I think the Cubs lost like 13-3 or 13-4 to San Francisco. So going into today, the Crew still 6.5 games ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central. We'll keep you updated on that. All right. The Badgers kick off their home opener football team tonight at Camp Randall. Can be heard on many of these stations across Civic Media against Miami of Ohio. And if you go to the camp tonight, like Zomers is, your only soda option is Pepsi products. Because Pepsi has the contract now for UW Sports. The category today, what's worse, sugared soda or diet soda? Sugared soda or diet soda. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, Twix, the graphic for today is Pepsi, appropriately enough, because you're going to see Pepsi products if you go to the game tonight. So you have regular Pepsi on one side for sugared sodas, and you have diet Pepsi for diet soda. What's worse, sugared soda or diet soda? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Our friend, ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry. Jeffrey, sugared soda or diet soda? What's worse?
I think this will be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say sugared sodas are worse.
Really? Why?
I would not have said that. I would not have said that as a young man, but this is all because of how much I enjoy Coke Zero.
Really?
I think that Coke Zero is better than regular Coke. And since they have put it on tap at Culver's,
yes,
I drink it even more than ever. So,
are you being paid for this?
An endorsement for me. No payment. I get no payment on this. No stock in the company. But Coke Zero is to me the best, and I won't drink Pepsi. I'll drink water before I drink Pepsi.
All right, what's the sweetener used in Coke Zero?
I have no idea, and I probably don't want to know. It's probably something horrible.
It could be arsenic, as far as Jeff is concerned.
It's aspartame and
acesulfame,
potassium, something.
God
something
bless
else.
You.
Yeah,
that's what you're drinking, Jeff.
Some kind of material that they mine from asteroids.
That's right.
Something I don't know.
That's right. Sorry. See, I'm gonna reveal my answer here in a bit. But okay, so you're a sugared soda. You're saying is worse than the highly monoclose hydrogenated oil that you put into your body with Coke Zero.
the more chemicals, the better.
Ain't that the truth? All right. Appreciate it, Jeff. Have a great Labor Day weekend, by the way.
Yeah, and you as well.
Any big plans?
No, I think I might go to the Orton Park Music Festival in Madison. Oh. That's my only plans.
All right. Well, enjoy that. All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a nice weekend. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Kurt listening on MDX in Madison. Kurt, sugared soda or diet soda? What's worse?
Gentlemen, I hate to scare the hell of a previous caller, but if you do any research online, diet sodas are terrible because it fools the brain in producing insulin. So your body is getting hit with abnormal amounts of insulin. So if you want to get to type 2 diabetes faster, go with the diet.
This is not good for our friend Jeff. I hope he's listening.
This is true, though.
All right. Well, I appreciate the insight, Kurt. So I'm assuming you're going to say diet soda is worse.
If you're looking on health side, yeah. If you don't care about your body, go for it.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Have a nice I'm wishing people a happy Labor Day weekend, Zombers. It's only Thursday. We're going to be here tomorrow.
It feels like a Friday, but yeah, we will be here tomorrow.
Many people won't be, but we'll be here tomorrow. Greg in Genesee Depot on the text line says, I don't care what's in Coke Zero. I love it. Heather up in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin on Facebook, listening to WCFW The Tap. Sugar soda is worse, not only because it could kill me, she happens to be a diabetic, but diet is better also because if it spills, it does not cause a sticky mess. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. She says, also, not related, she say, but I may not be available for the bachelor. Oh, she's not, what? What's going on? People, like, all right. Well, that's a long story we're not going to get into right now. We are going to go to break and come back, and we're going to continue. What's worse, sugared sodas or diet sodas? Zombers, I'll reveal our picks, and I am going to tell you what the final Badger score is going to be. Don't miss that. The Swami Says on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Thursday, August 28th, 2025. Zombers on the board as the Wisconsin Badgers are getting ready to kick off the college football season later on tonight across many of these stations. Pre-game show starts at 6 o'clock. Be here or be absent. WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, or as the locals say, Rapids. And also, our great partners, WRPN in Ripon, or as the locals say, Ripon. So there's that. Should be great. Matt LaPay on the call tonight. Kickoff at 8 o'clock. Pregame show at 6. The Badgers taking on Miami of Ohio. We're going to preview that game and the entire season in just a minute. But first of all, we want to finish up what's worse. Lots of entries, lots of feelings on this. What's worse, sugared soda or diet soda? Sugared soda or diet soda? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, one of our callers called in before the break there and said, if you don't care about your body, then drink the diet soda because it has terrible, terrible chemicals in it. And it makes it gives you diabetes quicker. And so there's that. Jeff Perry, who said earlier, he called in and said that he was all about the diet soda. He quotes our caller and says, if you don't care about your body, he says, I think it's pretty obvious that I don't. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry, I like you better, Jerry. I call you Jerry Perry. Tony, watching on Facebook, says sugared soda is worse. Ever since they, whoever they are, put in high fructose corn syrup in instead of real sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, bring on more Diet Mountain Dew or Mountain Dew Zero. With these prices today, the generic substitutes. All right, Tony. Now, here, I do not compliment Donald Trump very often. I don't say this very often. But I'll say this. I'm with Trump on cane sugar for Coke.
The thing is, when you just go on Twitter and announce, hello, everybody, we've actually worked out a deal. Coca-Cola is only doing Mexican Coke from now on. And they're just like, you didn't talk to us about that. This is not a policy. We're not doing that. Like,
I think they're not going to only do that, but they're going to offer it more readily. Because for those that don't know, if you go to a proper Mexican restaurant or a Hispanic restaurant, Latino restaurant, and you ordered a Mexican Coke in a bottle, that the reason they call it Mexican Coke is because Coke that is manufactured in Mexico or Central America is made with real cane sugar.
It actually is different.
Instead of the high fructose corn syrup, and it does taste different, in my opinion, better. And cane sugar is a natural product, in my opinion. Not in my opinion, it is. But it's, I think it's better for your system. That's just me. Tony,
it's still not good.
Tony no, this is not an endorsement to drink all kinds of soda. Tony on Facebook says sugared soda is
worse. We just read that.
Oh. Clearly, I need more sugar soda.
Need more caffeine.
Here's the problem. I didn't have a cup of coffee until Pertner 10:30 today because I had these labs. I told this story on the Pat Kreitlow show this morning because I was late going to a show because I didn't have any coffee. And I was going to do it the day before. But, you know, to do the urinalysis, the blood work, you're not supposed to eat or drink anything for like 10 hours or 12 hours. And you can't use the restroom because they want your, you know, whatever. And so I got up on Wednesday morning and I was just routine. I was like, well, I got to take a leak. And so I'm like, halfway through, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Now I can't do my labs. So then, So last night I went to, how am I going to, I thought I could write myself a note. I happened to have some blue painter's tape out because it's in my travel kit when I go on the road. And so I took blue painter's tape and I put it across the toilet seat. So when I woke up this morning, I'm like, no, you can't go to the restroom. So, I didn't have any coffee. I hadn't used the restroom. And then, thank God, Parker, the great producer for Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, Parker sends me a text and say, hey, you got to come on Pat's show. Are you coming on? So I was late getting on there. It was a mess. And I had coffee late. It has messed up my entire day.
Yeah, I don't.
Zombers is looking at me like, this is old man problems right here.
No, you know
what? You're exactly right.
No, I agree. It's coffee problems. You know, when your body's used to having something and then it doesn't.
All right. Zombers, did we get any of texts we need to get to? We had some text. Our own Megan texted in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What did she say? She said, diet soda is the worst. It doesn't taste right. If I'm drinking soda, just give me the sugar that comes with it.
I agree with that, Megan. What else we have here? John in Oshkosh says, diet Mountain Dew is liquid crack. Julian Wasson, XCO. Neither is good for you or our health, but I prefer diet because regular soda is too sweet and syrupy. Kurt in Madison on MDX says,
are you sharing some information about how growing sugarcane, not great for the environment?
Okay. Everything is bad for us.
Yeah, everything is
bad. You understand? There's nothing good for us. I mean, we should just all be, what are we supposed to eat? Because even like now, you know, now, anyway, I don't want to go to that road. Yeah, all right, what other text do we have?
I believe we're more or less caught up.
All right, Zombers, what's worse, sugared sodas or diet soda?
I got to say diet. You know, like health reasons aside, like we said, no soda is good for you. I am a water drinker most of the time. Mm. But the sweetness that comes from those other non-sugar sweeteners is just off to me.
Yeah.
So even when it is high fructose corn syrup, I still prefer a sugared soda. It's just my personal preference.
Yeah, I've cut down on my soda after I did the personal training years ago at Orange Shoe Fitness. I'm back drinking more than I should, but
yeah.
I might have a soda, I don't know, couple of times a week, you know, maybe once in a while more often, but I'm a Coca-Cola person. I do like the Mexican Coke better. I do not like diet. I just don't like the taste of diet soda.
Right.
I never have. I can't get used to it. I never really tried, I guess. Look, I understand there's some people that if they have sugared sodas, that's terrible because they're diabetic, but I think the chemicals in the diet is worse for me overall. So if I'm going to enjoy and treat myself to a Coca-Cola, I would much rather have a Mexican Coke or just a regular Coke. I'm not a diet soda guy.
Yeah, me either. So I think we're pretty much on the same page.
All right, very good. That's what's worse. 42 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. The Badgers are kicking off the football season on many of these stations across the Civic Media Ready Network. If you're at Camp Randall tonight, like Zombers, you won't hear this opener anymore, But the Badgers have to get back to the fundamentals. Here's how they used to run out of the tunnel back in Brady Ewing's day. Now, see, that's how you do it. That just gives me goosebumps. You two, Streets with No Name, Barry Alvarez telling you you better get your tickets pretty soon. There's not going to be any. You got Keith Jackson. You do not want him in your secondary. With Ron Dayne, you got Chris Fowler on there from ESPN. You got Matt LaPay with all those great calls on the Badger Radio Network, which you can hear right here tonight starting at 6 o'clock with a pregame show. That's how you open up a game. And ever since the Fickle area, now you got like, I don't know, you got some kind of a rap hip-hop crap going on, and it just looks terrible.
Once again, this is Todd talking about this maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Really? It was quiet. And then and all of a sudden it was, you know, get on!
That was Todd complaining about the new DJ at, for the Badger football.
Well, that was even worse because they had this live DJ, which was way too loud, and it was exactly what I said. Was it 2 years ago?
Something like that. Yeah. Well, we were in this studio, I think.
All right, it improved a little bit last year, but. I just like honoring the heritage, the tradition. And so now they've got rid of the air raid offense. That was all the rage. Well, they brought
it didn't work.
didn't take, in the words of George Costanza. And so now they've got Coach Grimey back in there. They're gonna try to run the ball more tonight. So I hope to goodness that the Badgers have a better season than they've had in the past. But optimism reigns, and we had Joe Thomas, the Hall of Famer, on this show, along with Brady Ewing, both Badger alums. And the over-under, meaning, you know, what do you think, how many games are the Badgers, the odds makers, my friends in the desert, as Brett Musburger says, the odds makers in Vegas, the over-under are 5.5 wins. Which I get it. You can't have a half a win, but the over-under is 5.5. Brady and Joe Thomas took the over. That means that they're going to get at least 6 wins this year, which would get them back in a bowl game. I have taken the under.
You also said you have a prediction for tonight's score.
I'm working on that.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm working on the score. So Brady normally joins me on this. Unfortunately, he has a real job. He's traveling today. And I invited Brandon, his great brother, on, who's also a football guru. He said, I'll take a pass. No, he's got things going on as well. I said, you know what? I might call in sick too. But no, I'm here. You understand? All right, here we go. we're going to start this and we'll finish it on the other side. Tonight, I believe the Badgers will, in fact, get a win against Miami of Ohio. Next week, Middle Tennessee. And I believe that the Badgers will get a win there. Then they travel to Alabama. That is a loss. Then they come back, play against Maryland, the Terps. I'm iffy on this, but I'll say they beat the Terps at home. At Michigan, a loss. At home against Iowa, and this one's a tough one for me, but I'll say that that is also going to be a loss. At home against number 3 rated Ohio State, a loss. And then they travel to Oregon. How will the Badgers do against the Ducks? I will call the prediction and finish this up after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, University of Wisconsin marching band, Eat a Rock. That'll be a great part of tonight. Get there early as ever, see the pregame show. A little, if you want to be a Badger, come along with me. Always fantastic. Go to the Union South tonight to see the Wisconsin marching band play. And then they go through the arch into Camp Randall. It's a great tradition. One of my favorite parts about going to a Badger game. They take on Miami of Ohio. Tonight, you can hear that game on WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in Ripon. And maybe on the Civic Media app as well. Check it out. We'll see. Pre-game show at 6 o'clock with Mike Heller, and then Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher take over with the kickoff just after 8 o'clock. It's a night game tonight. Going through my predictions for this season, when we last left you, we were at the October 4th game. I said when the Badgers go to Michigan, the Wolverines will pull that out. Loss for Wisconsin. They come back to take on Iowa. This is always a close series, Iowa and Wisconsin. I'm going to say Iowa sneaks by a field goal, a loss for Bucky. Then Ohio State comes to town, number 3 in the country right now. Loss for Wisconsin. They go to Oregon, number 7 in the country. Loss, I predict. They'll come back. I am going to say they beat the Washington Huskies at home on November 8th. That's a win for Bucky. Go to Indiana. It's going to be close. I'm going to go with the Hoosiers. Then the traveling Berts. Brett Bielema, who, of course, came to Wisconsin, where he coached and went to 3 Rose Bowls, won 3 Big Ten championships, was Brady Ewing's main coach all those years. And then he came back, Bielema did, as the Illinois coach, and he beat Paul Christ. And it was after that loss that McIntosh, the AD, fired Christ. The traveling Berts come back to Camp Randall and beat Bucky once again. And like, maybe that's the final straw for Fick. And then my prediction is that Barry Alvarez, the interim coach of Wisconsin, will go to Minnesota to try to win back the axe. If Fickell is still the coach, which he probably will be because it's a huge buyout, I don't think Fickell's going anywhere this year, regardless. Unfortunately, the Flexters, who will be taking on the Fixters, the Flexters win. They'll row the boat and beat Wisconsin. I have Wisconsin at 4-8 this year. Wins tonight, next week, against Maryland and Washington. Now, that said, my unofficial round table that we go through this every year, one of the people at the round table has a record of 3-9 for Bucky. Another person at the table, 7-5, getting back to a bowl game. And their son, Parker, the optimist of the group, has Bucky at 9-3 and knocking on the door to a playoff championship. Wouldn't it be great if Parker was right this year? And look, I make my predictions because for those who have watched this show a while, listened to it, I bought in on Fickell hook, line, and sinker when he got hired. I think I had Bucky like almost undefeated and going to a national championship. Maybe that was a little bit of wishful thinking. I want the Badgers to do well. I really do. Because it's a great, it's part of what makes Wisconsin great. So I wish them all the best of luck. And look, Matt LePay and Towser are always great to listen to. And I hope at the end of the season, Zommers, you could replay this and people could call in and say what a boob Todd is when it comes to picking sports records.
We can only hope.
Yes, we can only hope. We can only... Now, Dana, listening on WLCX and La Crosse, Dana with a hot take. Dana says, unfortunately, Bucky loses tonight on a fourth quarter pick six. You heard it here first. Wow. That would be unfortunate. All right, Sommers, I will tell you the score tonight, perhaps closer than the experts think, in the words of the incomparable Lee Corso. Wisconsin 21 and Miami of Ohio 14. Bucky wins tonight 21-14. That is my prediction for the game tonight. We'll see. I hope they crush him. I hope with this new offense, they come out and reestablish the Wisconsin running game. I hope that's true. Dick, listening on WMDX here in Madison, calling in. Dick, about a minute or so here. Are you going to the game tonight, Dick?
No, I wish I was. I used to have season tickets in the late 90s, early 2000s, till about 03. I just thought of my favorite game I ever witnessed there.
Tell me.
Against Drew Brees, night game. And my buddy and I were sitting there on the upper deck, and JJ, and he goes at halftime, God, he might throw the ball 65 times, 70 times tonight. You know how many times he threw it?
A lot.
82.
Yeah. It was incredible.
And it was just crazy. It was crazy. And we had so much fun with the Purdue fans because during jump around and all of them, these people are looking at us, and this is moving. And Jim and I were just, I don't feel nothing to you.
Right.
And they're like, you got to feel us. No. No, we don't feel a thing. What are you talking about?
No,
but it was a great night, and yeah. It was a hell of a game.
I was not at that game, but I know other people that were. They said the same thing. One of the most memorable Wisconsin games they've ever been at.
Imagine throwing the ball 82 times.
No, I can't.
And they lost.
I know.
It was bad.
It was crazy.
It was great.
Drew Brees to this day does not enjoy coming back to Madison. That's what I've heard, for real.
Probably not.
Yeah, you're not a fan of Wisconsin. And, of course, He went on to win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, you know, nothing against him.
I go way back for one more.
Yeah.
Penn State. 1970, when I was a sophomore in high school, they beat a team with Jack Ham, Lydell Mitchell, Franco Harris, on and on and on.
They came in incredible.
They came in here rated like fifth or sixth, and the Badgers beat them.
Love it. Great way to end the show, Dick. Thanks for the call. Best of luck to Bucky. You can hear it tonight on the Wisconsin Badger Radio Network on Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. Pre-game show at 6 o'clock and the kickoff at 8 o'clock. Stay with us. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll be here live tomorrow. We'll do a rehash of the game tonight. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.